Here in our passage this morning, David is crying out to the Lord about his word. But what I find interesting about this particular passage, 33 to 37, is every verse has a request. You know, a lot of the verses are David expressing love for the word or making a resolve about the word. But every verse here is a request. And we need to be requesting more from God as far as direction about his word. So notice verse 33, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in the way." So my title is going to come from verse 36, "Incline my heart." Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We pray you'd use your word in our hearts now to incline our hearts towards your word every day. Lord, may we truly soak up what you have to say for us today and apply it to our own Christian walk. May our love for your word be displayed by how we treat it. And so, Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit would now take your word and use it in our hearts and lives to grow us, that your will would be done, that you would be glorified in this service. We commit this to you and love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Because truthfully, the only way we're going to have victory with the Lord is if God gives that victory. Amen? We can't drum it up of our own strength because we don't have any. We can't drum it up from our own righteousness because we don't have any. And so we need to be constantly asking God for victory, asking God for direction. And that's what David is doing here in relation to God's word. He's asking God for help, for direction. That's a good thing. And that's something we should be doing every day. And so he starts off there by saying, "Teach me." It's okay to come to God every morning and say, "Lord, teach me. Teach me from thy word." You know, the Bible says in verse 18 of this same psalm, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." And the day that we were born again, God himself in the person of the Holy Ghost moved in. And now indwells there, and one of the reasons is he is there to guide us and to teach us his word. Go to John chapter 16, and I'll show you this. But the Holy Spirit is there to guide and to teach us the word of God. So we need to ask him. Every time we sit down with the word, "Lord, teach me. Teach me your word today." Because you're not going to teach it to yourself. You need the author to be the interpreter and the teacher. Amen? Notice John 16, verse 13. Jesus said, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." So number one, it says he will guide you, and then it says he will show you. So it is very appropriate to come to the Lord and say, "Lord, teach me. Teach me your word." And I personally believe God will always answer that request. Because if we're truly seeking to learn from God's word, well, God gave us his word so that we could learn. He gave us his Holy Spirit to teach us. He's going to answer the request. Teach me. You know, this is one of the earmarks, if you will, of a lot of the cults. Is that they believe that it's up to them to tell you what the Bible says. That people really shouldn't bother reading the Bible for themselves because it's up to the group or the church or the leaders or whatever to say, "By the way, this is what the Bible teaches." But no, we're Bible believers, and we're Christians, and we believe that each individual Christian is responsible to study the Word for himself. And that we all have the same Holy Spirit and we all have the same Word of God, and nobody has a corner on the market. So ask God, teach me, and he will. Teach me. You know, David said, he says there in our passage, verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. Teach me the way I should go. Teach me from your word. And many times David says in Psalm 5:8, for example, make thy way straight before my face. Show me the way. Show me, Lord, the way that I'm to go. Over in, look at Psalm 143, verse 8. David, all through the Psalms, these are just a couple of examples, but all through the Psalms, he asks God to reveal the way that he should go, because honestly, we don't know the way. Psalm 143, verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Cause me to know the way, Lord. Jeremiah cried out to God in Jeremiah chapter 10. He says, I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh the directest steps. We don't know the way. So ask God, teach me, Lord. Teach me from your word. Memorize Psalm 119, verse 18, and pray it every morning when you open the word of God. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. It's okay to come to God and say, Lord, teach me. Now, why? You see, that's the key. There are some Christians out there, they want to learn more of the Word of God so they can show off their knowledge of the Word of God. They're wasting their time. Why do we want God to teach us more of His Word? Look at the rest of the verse. And I shall keep it unto the end. David, in these verses, makes requests, but then he also makes resolves. Lord, if you'll teach me, I'll do what you tell me to do. If you'll show me the way, Lord, teach me the way, I will keep it. Now, if that's our attitude, God's going to answer every time. Teach me, and I shall keep it. Look at verse 34. Give me understanding. So not only teach me the way, Lord, but give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Notice both verses, he has a request and then a resolve. If you'll teach me, Lord, I'll keep it. If you'll give me understanding, Lord, I'll keep it and I'll observe it with my whole heart. Go to verse 130 in our chapter this morning. There's only one place where you're going to find true understanding, and that is in the Word of God. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Say, oh, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not simple. Well, trust me, compared to God, you are. And as long as you maintain that attitude, that you need to learn more and you need help and you need more understanding, that's God will teach it to you. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, the Bible says in James 1:5. Our attitude needs to be constantly, Lord, I don't know. I don't have the answers. Give me understanding. And if you will, Lord, I'll keep it. So give me true understanding. So teach me the word, but then give me the understanding to put it into practice. It's one thing to learn all the doctrines of the Bible, and that's an important thing. But it's another thing to learn all the commands of the Bible and obey them. He says, I will observe with my whole heart. So, Lord, I want you to please teach me, and I want you to please to give me understanding. And again, the Holy Spirit's there to help you. He will guide you into all truth. So teach me, give me understanding. Verse 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. So now he's going further than just the teaching and the understanding. Now he's saying, Lord, I need you also to even guide my decisions and my steps. Now this is much bigger, isn't it? This isn't just about knowledge and understanding. Now it's about putting it into practice And what we do each day says, Lord, I want to go in your path, and I need you to help me do it. I need you to make me. Now, that's a big request, because God gave us a free will, and our will wants to do the opposite of what we should do, doesn't it? Because of our flesh. And so what we're essentially saying here is, Lord, is I give you my will. I yield to you. I'm giving up so that I can do what you want me to do, just like Jesus prayed in the garden, not my will, but thine be done. Make me to go in the path. Go to Proverbs 16:9, where Solomon understood this truth. That if we will allow him, God will direct our steps. Notice Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Yeah, we sit back and make all these plans, but usually they're not what God wants. It's what we want. If we would have this attitude, Lord, help me to go in your path. Show me the way you want me to go, and I'll go that way. If that's our attitude, then God will answer, and he'll show us the way. But we've got to follow through and do it. Amen. Philippians 2, if you would. God is willing to take control and to guide our steps and to show us the way we need to go, but not only show us, but even help us get there. But not until we're willing to let him. And that's the key. It's one thing to say, Lord, if you'll show me, I'll do it. But then when he shows us, we don't do it. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, this isn't saying that God's going to override our free will. God is not going to reach down and turn us into a robot and force us to do anything. But as we yield to him, he will help us. He will show us the way. He will lead us in the right direction. But we have to be willing to surrender. That's what the Bible means when it says that he wants us to be a living sacrifice in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. A sacrifice is something that gets killed. We need to kill the old self, like we talked the past 2 weeks, where Paul said, I die daily. And if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit is giving God our will. One more verse, 2 Peter 1:4 on this. 2 Peter chapter 1:4. Did you know that the day that you were born again and the Holy Spirit moved in, God brought a new man into your life? A spiritual man. A godly man. In the person of the Holy Ghost. Notice 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. This is why we have a battle every day. Because we've got the old nature, but now we also have the divine nature. And they are at odds with one another. Galatians 5:17 says, they're contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. And so the only way that we are going to be led by the divine nature is if we surrender up ourselves and, again, like we talked the past 2 weeks, crucify the old nature. It all comes down to asking. Lord, teach me. Lord, give me understanding. Lord, make me to go in the way that I'm supposed to go. Now look at our next verse, Psalm 36 of Psalm 119, which is our title this morning. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Everybody in this room would admit that our wicked heart naturally is inclined to sin. How do I know that? Because the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. And Paul tells us in Romans 7, he says, the things that I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I don't want to do, I do. I was paraphrasing. So we need help with our heart even. And it's okay to say, Lord, I need help with my heart because my heart wants to do wrong. My heart wants to go this way. I want you to incline my heart to your word. It's okay to ask God that. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies. David said in Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, I need your help. I need you to clean my heart today. I need you to help me to walk in your ways. To incline my heart. He says in Psalm 119, look at verse 153. Again, David understood, just like Paul, that our natural tendency is to do wrong. Here in 153, he says, consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Deliver me. Incline my heart, Lord, unto what I need to be doing. Incline my heart to your word. Now, if we're not in the word, we're wasting our time asking those requests, aren't we? We need to be in the word. And then verse 37, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Is there any vanity to see in this world? It's everywhere. God says, David said, I even need help with my eyes, Lord. Because the world's going to tempt my eyes. He says in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. So is it okay to ask God to help us with our eyes? Absolutely. Because David says, I want to be inclined unto your word. I want my heart to do what your word says, but my flesh wants to do this. So I need your help to protect me. I need your heart to guide me. And I need your help, Lord, to even protect my eyes today. Because some of the things I see are going to be vanity and they're going to distract me from serving you and doing right. And we all know this is a problem, isn't it? Especially in this society. And then he finishes by saying, quicken thou me in the way. I can't do it without God's Holy Spirit, who gave us life, who quickened our spirit. And, you know, the Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. So which is it? It's both. The old man has been crucified. The new man has been given life. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I believe that we can do this, but not without God's help. Notice John chapter 15, if you would. Jesus made this very clear, John 15, verse 5. Because these are big requests. Teach me the way. Give me understanding. Make me to go and the path of your word, incline my heart unto your word, turn my eyes away from beholding vanity, and quicken me in the way. In other words, give me the energy, the strength, the life to do what I'm supposed to do. Jesus summed it up here in John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, and without me ye can do nothing. Without me. But is that how we live our lives every day? With him? Because he says, if we're not, we're doing nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. David understood this. That's why he says, Lord, I need you. I need you to teach me. I need you to give me understanding. I need you to make me to go in the path that you want me to go in. I need you to incline my heart to your word. I need you to protect my eyes today. And I need you to quicken me. Give me the life. Give me the strength to be able to do what you want me to do. And that then these verses, like we quote all the time, like Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. They become that much more real. We can do all things through Christ. But we have to be willing to submit and yield to Christ to be able to do things through Christ. We have to be willing to give up the old man. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. How can we take up our cross every day? What's the purpose of the cross? The cross is for execution. The cross is about death. Jesus says we need to take up that cross every day. Crucify the old man every day. And it doesn't matter if you've been saved a year or 40 years. We still have to do it. We never get to the point where we don't have this battle anymore, where we say, oh, I don't fight with the flesh anymore. I just always do the right thing. Well, you're just lying to yourself if you believe that. Every day we've got to crucify self. So David understood this, and David asked God. These are some good things to ask God every day. Lord, teach me. Teach me the way you want me to go. Lord, give me understanding in your ways, in your word. Lord, make me to go in your path. Incline my heart to your word. Turn my eyes away from things that are vain, that are going to distract me. And Lord, I need your strength. I need you to quicken me in the way. I need you to give me the strength and the life to be able to carry this out. And by the way, he already lives in you, so he'll do that if you ask. So incline my heart, Lord, to do the right thing. Because my flesh wants to do the wrong thing. These are good things to ask of the Lord. But don't bother if you're not going to also include the resolve, like David said. If you'll teach me the way, I'll keep it. Lord, if you will give me understanding, I'll keep it and I'll observe it with my whole heart. Lord, if you'll show me the way I need to go, I'll do it. Because if we keep coming to God and say, Lord, show me the way, and then we just go the opposite direction, then he's not going to show us the way, is he? What's the point? So we need to be willing to say, if you'll show me, I'll do it. And then he will. Again, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given him. If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing. Yet as he ought to know. We don't have all the answers. We don't know all the ways we're supposed to go. But God does. So ask. Amen. Incline my heart. Let's pray.